We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
They got someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
Hey, you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
And ironically, he didn't even make that for my show. That's the real cherry on top. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are happy that you are with us, whether you're listening to us on the radio, the good old-fashioned radio, 97.1 FM Talk, streaming us on our app, which you, if you haven't downloaded yet, need to. Odyssey. You download the Odyssey app. You can stream 97.1 FM Talk 24 hours a day. You can rewind 24 hours a day, which is pretty cool for radio. And if you stream us, you can see Ryan Wiggins modeling clothes that nobody asked for.
That's right. It's pretty sweet, though, isn't it? You got to admit.
It's a great combination, a Japanese product and Abraham Lincoln. I've never seen anything like it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I will give you credit for that point.
Accurate.
This is a nerd jacket for sure. I'm not really into the nerd stuff, but I do love Nintendo.
Ryan.
No. I'm not into Pokemon or Magic the Gathering or whatever the nerds are into, because I'm not a nerd. But I do like this kind of stuff.
Things nerds say. For 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, he's right. He's something way worse.
Okay, we can talk about that.
I'm an uppity nerd.
Rob, hi. Happy Friday. How are you?
Hi. Outstanding. Still improving. Thanks for having me.
Now that's a nerd.
Are you ready for the digital get down?
No.
Are you ready for the digital get down?
Yeah, of course. It. Digital get
down. Get down. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Mostly ready.
You can get the fight too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
So Vicky says on Facebook, Ryan's version of the intro is how I truly know it's Friday, and that's why we give that gift to you. I hope you feel like it's a gift. Rob Kramer with the digital get down is how I know that it's Friday, and I'm happy you're here.
It's free day.
Free day?
You've got the best intro in radio.
I think so, too.
It's really good. Every clip in that's funny.
Makes them sound really cool.
Yeah,
just like your intro makes my show sound.
That's right.
And actually, for a second, I kind of heard you say you have the best intro on radio and thought about your intro, and I was agreeing with you on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Confirm my biases,
right.
Please.
Yeah, I don't remember who. I forget. I think Annie put that together, if I remember correctly. Whomever did, I am appreciative of that.
Huh. Yeah, it is a great one.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, you start giving us the digital get down. We have a tip from Vicky on the Facebook chat, which I'm going to verify with a news story while you start. So you start, and I will break in with news when news happens.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be my news breaking sounder. I want you to clip that later.
Is that the beginning of the Christmas song with
Frank!
The Boston Pops?
Digital get down, and then just...
I think it's actually a different version. It's one of the NFL music sounds, I think.
No, that's...
Okay. Rob Kramer here.
Is that how it sounds when you're watching the who you watch?
The foosball? I watch the Minnesota Vikings.
That's
proverbial
right.
Losers. Losers.
You said
proverbial?
It, Bobby.
Proverbial
you
losers.
You can drop proverbial. They're just losers.
No.
Brad's
no.
here just to throw bombs. That's why Brad's here. He just wants to insult people.
So after
I guess I'm next. He's going down the line. Ryan? Worse than a nerd. Loser Vikings. What do you got?
I'm working on something.
Working on something good. If you haven't tuned in to see Brad's sweater yet, you're missing it.
We were supposed to do Festive Fridays.
Yeah, we did.
And I understood the assignment, and Ryan did not.
No, Ryan, that's not true.
It's red, I guess. So.
Ryan will fully understand assignment and just choose not to participate. That's what
right. So he got an F on person.
Give me the parameters so I can break them.
Exactly.
Fair enough, yeah.
It's basically standard practice. Yeah. What do you got? Rob, go.
In the internet world, we call that a troll, and I kind of have a bias towards trolls. So again.
Thank you.
Wiggy.
Guarding
ding,
my bridge.
You got it. I got you, baby. You guys familiar with Salt Bae?
Yes.
Who Salt Bae is?
Yes.
So for those of
wait,
you,
Ryan?
Do you
no.
know Salt Bae?
Same.
No,
is this an online celebrity
Brad's
of some
here
kind?
To be culturally relevant as well.
Which is really sad.
People always say these cool things, and Brad's like, oh, yeah, totally. And Ryan are like, tell us
more. I don't know who that is because I'm not a nerd.
Is it a who? I wouldn't have even known
he
to use that
who.
Word.
It is a he is a who.
Okay.
And he's a chef.
And now you're in a Dr. Seuss segment. So.
And Brad, sidebar real quickly. Sidebar. I'm so happy that you're here because before you came, it would have been 25% of the room knowing, just me. And
then yeah.
Fact.
Now it's like 50% of the room, and sometimes Wiggy's here, you know. Like,
yeah.
So
I do not
so
know
probably,
anything hip and cool.
You're probably familiar with the meme of this individual, if not some videos of him. Salt Bae is a Turkish-born chef who he does the salt on top of the meals by
oh,
like,
I know the gif for the
yes.
Yes.
Yes, he holds his arm up kind of
there's
cocked,
one with
like
Donald Trump
almost,
in it.
Yes, there's plenty of them like that. And he sprinkles
you know
salt
it.
On top
you know
of the
it.
And sprinkles salt on top of like
you
steaks at the restaurant type of thing. You've seen it before. He looks like Johnny Depp. He wears those black, real small sunglasses inside. Anyways, I'll show you a video during the break.
Okay.
Salt
great, great for radio.
Yeah.
I just described him. That was good for
no,
radio.
No, it was good.
By your definition, Rob, it was good, so.
I mean, we all have relative standards. But you explained it, and I knew who you were talking about from your explanation. So
thank
yes.
you.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah,
who got it? There's at least four of us.
My confidence is already shot, so you don't have to keep trying to like build me
that's
back up.
That's actually not true.
So he was made famous in 2017 for being an attractive guy that, you know, weirdly put salt on foods. He's come under a lot of heat
oh,
recently.
Oh, 2021.
Yes.
Or 2020s or whatever it is.
Well, it's 2017, but...
2010s.
He has come under scrutiny as of late because people are starting to finally realize how expensive the damn food is for not necessarily yeah. being that much better than another steakhouse or a restaurant. On top of it, the employees aren't really making a lot of money. So I need to read some of these prices off. What they're kind of famous for right now is like they serve this tomahawk steak, which is
uh-huh.
just a huge chunk of steak left with the bone on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a tomahawk.
Yeah, it's a ribeye, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
It's a ribeye with the bone sticking way out of it.
Right, exactly.
Barf.
He is, they encrust their steaks in gold. They're edible gold.
Yes.
It's become this trend over the past like 12 to 18 months. It's, you know, great time during the recession and COVID.
Just seems like not the best use of both of those things.
Yes. Making these cuts of steak to the tune of $1,300 a steak. You heard that correctly. $1,300 for
and you're
going to
eat that? How does that square up with your aged gummy bear palate?
Oh, it's not even close because the gummy bears are quite a bit cheaper.
I know.
But no, honest question for you, though.
Yeah.
Why does somebody want to eat gold? Does it do anything for your taste palate? I mean, is it just the fact that you say, I'm eating gold?
Should we
gold?
Go back to play the Epstein VH1 thing? Because
yeah.
that's the kind of situation where you're eating gold steaks.
I mean, I think I understand why somebody would order something that has gold in it so that you could say I'm eating gold right now. I'm so rich. I'm eating gold in my steak. But is there anything that they even claim it does to the taste?
No. In fact, the general manager of the restaurant in London where Salt Bae is based out of admitted in an interview a couple of days ago, it does nothing to the taste, nor to the quality of the food. It is just extra. just extra. So you're that impersonation. I would have loved to have heard you said that in the Ryan Shire Wigglesworth voice, because that would have been more appropriate.
Yes. I think they made me gold in this hamburger.
Hamburger.
I say that because apparently one of the casinos downtown here, did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this one? Hey,
within the last couple years, they were serving a gold flake burger.
With another, no, I haven't.
Well, it was here, though.
A gold flake burger.
There was a gold flake burger. It was like $200 at one of the casinos downtown. I don't know if it was a one-day publicity stunt thing or if they had it on the menu for a while, but it did exist.
So G-Wibs on the Annie Fry YouTube channel says, eat gold, then wait by the toilet.
Yeah. I like Erica's comment. I won't say it out loud.
Yeah, I accidentally put it up there for
I guess that it's gives new meaning to this phrase, blanking gold.
Is there anything that you currently invest in or have invested in specifically for the purpose of being able to say that you did it? Like, I can't even put into my brain the thought of spending really any amount of money, let alone an inordinate amount of money, to be able to tell people that I ate gold.
Kind of go to what Ryan said. Like, I don't even know that I would want to admit that I spent this kind of money on steak.
Because you would have to be around a certain kind of people,
right?
That would go, well, last week, you know what I did? And then they tell you their ridiculously dumb story. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks that way.
No, we're too Midwest for that. And I think probably most people listening to us would be, because I have a friend, here's another segment. I have a friend who bought some jeans one time. He's pretty wealthy. And he bought some jeans once that he accidentally told us one time that he spent like $800 on. And we've never let him live it down.
$800 jeans?
Yeah. And he just was like, well, I'm gonna try and see if they're that much better. You know, he had the money to do it. So I don't blame him for trying it. But we never have let him live that down. And it's because we, as a culture in the Midwest, we don't value that kind of BS. We just don't.
I agree.
And I'm glad about that.
I mean, like, it doesn't fit in the language that I live with.
I mean, listen, this restaurant sells like cappuccino for, you know, some people like to have coffee or a cappuccino after the meal because, you know, they start getting tired, helps for digestive purposes and whatnot. The cup of cappuccino, a single shot, not many shots.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
A single shot.
Whoa.
I don't even own a gun, let alone enough guns to necessitate a gun rack.
What am I going to do with a gun rack? You know what, Wayne? If you're not careful, you're going to lose me.
And scene.
Great reference. It's $65 for a single shot of espresso at this restaurant. $65. Do you know how many Ponderosa steaks and Starbucks shots I can get for $13.65?
Do you know how many you can get?
Yeah, it's nine.
To the T.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Here is this news that I said we're tipped off. The Detroit News, DetroitNews.com. And we'll get right back to Rob here after this, but I'm just putting this out there. The Oakland County Fugitive Apprehension Team is searching Friday for the parents of an Oxford High teenager charged in Tuesday's school shooting after the couple stopped responding to their attorney. James and Jennifer Crumley of Oxford were named in criminal warrants Friday, with each being charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter in the death of four Oxford High School students who were allegedly slain by their son. So, quote, their attorney had assured us that if a decision was made to charge them, she would produce them for arrest. And it says that agreement with attorney Shannon Smith was sometime in the morning. McCabe said around 2 p.m. Friday. That would have been Eastern, I believe. Our last conversation, maybe not Central. Our last conversation with the attorney was that she had been trying to reach them by phone and text, and they were not responding.
So the parents who were charged are on the lam.
Oh, Lord.
No, I mean, they are, though. They're...
Wait, let me Google that, but yes.
They're on the run.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Can't find them.
They're not in custody.
Interesting. Well, okay.
Band on the run. Yep. I actually had if we're going to do Annie, are you okay? That was actually, and we'll save it for later, but that was going to be one of my questions. With the news of the parents being charged, you know, it's an interesting set of circumstances. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot, and there's been a lot of speculation. I'm going to use that word again, speculation, that the father was in on it, so to speak, because apparently the registration goes back to only Friday, Black Friday, the day
after. It's November 26th is when he purchased the gun.
Yeah, and so there's a lot, and again, a lot of reckless speculation online that, you know, he had something to do with it.
I don't buy, my personal opinion on that, because I've seen a lot of that, I don't buy that idea at all. I think it was stated in one of the messages that he was making a purchase for Christmas present. That gun was a Christmas present.
Got
That's
it.
Totally plausible.
Sure.
The date totally checks out. a lot of people listening right now would buy their 15-year-old kid a rifle or a gun or something and say, you know, this is yours, and but you don't put it in a drawer. And you don't do that when your kid is obviously as troubled as this child was. Like, parenting 101, F, fail. Quick break. When we come back, more with Rob Kramer and the Digital Get Down, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range, and myself in studio. You with us on the live stream, the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. Tell us where you're watching from. The Annie Fry Show Facebook page as well. Streaming on the Odyssey app. And on your radio, 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Real quick, favorite Christmas movies? Anybody huge? You hate Home Alone, right?
No, I love Home Alone.
You like Home Alone?
Yeah.
I thought somebody hated Home Alone.
Probably Trisha.
I think Trisha hasn't seen it. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Mm.
Let's just throw her under the bus.
Yeah. Anything that's wrong today.
Wait a minute, Trisha. Do you have a Home Alone opinion?
I like Home Alone.
Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about then. Again.
My favorite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
What if I told you I've never seen it all the way through?
I would tell you that I got to go. Something just came up.
You can't.
Do you think you've
anything?
Seen every part of the movie,
no.
though, over time? Mm-hmm. Really? So there's still parts of that movie you've never seen?
I would say I've probably not seen the vast majority of it.
Oh, man. You would really enjoy that movie, Annie. It's a funny movie.
And it's appropriate to watch with your kids, for sure. What do you mean?
the TV version, maybe.
Is that a judgment on my children?
No, no.
Your kids have all heard those things.
There are maybe a couple of adult jokes that'll go over their heads.
Yeah. Like any good Disney movie.
Exactly right.
Honestly.
Or the cover of the original Aladdin, right?
Yeah. We grew up in those days.
The Little Mermaid.
The back cover Little Mermaid.
No, there's a half a dozen things that I can think of that. Disney Imagineers put in.
I wrote a paper in a sociology class in college about it.
You're like, I'm an expert on perverted Disney stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Perverted Disney thing?
What's your favorite perverted Disney thing?
The box for Middle of Memory, I think. I can't, other than the
What's your
Aladdin
favorite
one?
Christmas movie?
Probably Elf.
It's so good.
It's just a funny movie.
I enjoy things that are that funny and still that pure.
Agreed. And it's hard to find.
My kindergartner, loves to watch Elf, The Grinch, and Hocus Pocus year-round.
Animated Grinch or Jim Carrey Grinch?
She likes the Jim Carrey one, which I detest. I don't even like to look at my TV when that's on.
Makes me a little uncomfortable.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it.
What's your favorite?
Does Die Hard count?
Yes.
Sure. I'm not in the pro Christmas, anti Christmas. I'm in the anti talking about if Die Hard's a Christmas camp.
Well, I really like the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yep.
Here comes Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, the music in all of in that is really good. Michael Caine is really good in that.
Time out real quick. I want to hear Ryan Shire Wigglesworth say that name because it's probably how
Which
he says
one?
His own name. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine?
Yeah.
That's not Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Master Wayne.
What's your favorite? Do you guys like The Christmas Carol?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And The Muppets is a great version.
Favorite version?
Scrooge. The Disney
Scrooged.
One.
Scrooged.
No, not Scrooged. The one with Mickey. I like that one.
That's animated.
A good one,
yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
I would highly recommend if you didn't watch it, you could still go watch it now. But they did a Muppets Haunted Mansion for Halloween on Disney Plus, And it is really, really well done. It's like, in my opinion, good classic Muppets. Like, you get what you came to get.
The new Muppets movie was actually pretty funny. And the music in that one, Rob may know this, was written by the Flight of the Conchords guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Flight of the Conchords is awesome.
I know.
What else you got for us, Rob?
The more you know, the rainbow and the star is flying by in front of all of our eyes. What else?
Fox News now reporting that a manhunt is underway for the Michigan shooting suspect's parents. So that's mainstream.
You know, just real tangentially. I love when people say, don't put the shooter's name up there. Don't put their image up there. And I've seen this network and many networks do it. Yet here we do see the image of the person. The hypocrisy is a little too much for me sometimes. Really sad news for the entire state of Cardinal Nation and all baseball fans. The MLB went on strike. There's a lockout that happened as of...
It's less sad since it's in the offseason.
Yeah, good move.
So that's a big question, though, is, okay, so what does that really mean right now, right? Well, you guys maybe have talked about it in the past couple of days.
We did have Kevin Wheeler on yesterday to talk about it, like, since it had just happened, but...
Just in general. Mm-hmm. Did he mention about how all of the pictures have been taken off of the website of the players?
So they removed them all from MLB.com.
And in each individual team's website within MLB.com, right? What they forgot to do right away was there's also a Spanish version of every single team's website.
Baseball, yeah.
Baseball. And they forgot to take the pictures off of there. So I got a whatever scrutiny from people that don't have anything better to do with their day.
which is essentially social media.
Right,
yeah.
As
so
a whole.
I wanted to,
somebody was outraged by that.
I wanted to dive in a little bit and just see, like, what does that mean? Because, yeah, we're in the off season right now. So, you know, Commissioner Manfred said yesterday in a press conference that
he's
not really worried about, you know, this impacting the regular season. They think that a negotiation will be struck and an agreement will be made, and they'll be playing baseball, you know, come late March, early April, when the regular season kicks off. But what does it really mean? So just a couple of key things. Do players still get paid is a good question that's happening.
I wondered if they got paid year-round anyway. I mean, teachers often get paid. Some teachers in some schools, especially parochial schools, can sometimes pay only 10 months of the year.
Sure.
When they're in. So if you're a baseball player, do you just get paid while you're working and your salary is divided by 6 or 7 instead of the other way around?
Yeah, so to my understanding, and I could be wrong, the players are paid during the season. You get a game check. So your salary for the season essentially is broken out into 162 different checks. And that's important because there's jock tax in different cities. So in the city of St. Louis, there's
states.
And certain states,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you play the Marlins, you get paid for playing in Florida.
Exactly.
Which is no income tax.
So everybody who comes to St. Louis to play in the city of St. Louis, there's the 1% earnings tax.
Chicago, Cubs and White Sox. I mean, if it exists. It's
right.
Probably there.
So every time they come here.
I don't know specifically, but yes.
So players still kind of get paid because certain players have signing bonuses and deferred salary payments that the teams will still have to honor even though there's
a lockout
Bobby right
Bonilla?
Now.
Bobby Bonilla.
He's got the deal.
Yeah, he's got the best deal.
Right.
That ends in a couple of years, I think, unfortunately.
I don't know exactly when it ends.
That's incredible that it's even still going.
20-plus years.
Incredible.
20-plus years. But it does affect two players with the Cardinals, first baseman Paul Goldschmidt and pitcher Miles Mikolas. They're both owed $1 million each on January 15th. So regardless of what happens over the next 5 weeks, they're going to get paid.
When Bonilla signed his 5-year, $29 million contract with the Mets in 1991, he became the highest paid National League player at the time. His contract with the New York Mets calls for him to receive almost $1.2 million each year until 2035.
35.
Wow.
He'll be 72.
Was it the original $5 million was like a signing bonus, and then this was extra?
His
or what?
Signed his 5-year.
Five years. Sorry,
it was a 5-year contract for $29 million.
So was it the 29 just spread over that many years? Don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
he gets the
1991 to 2035. So
see, that's actually almost 44. A worse deal because of inflation. Then.
Yeah.
You know
not,
what I mean?
Not if you're somebody who cannot manage your money.
True. But
here's a stipend.
Yeah.
Some players might receive health insurance benefits through the players union. Back in 1994, 1995, talk about inflation. Some players received stipends of $10,000 every 2 weeks which, you know, today it would be, I don't know, I'm not good at math, 4 billion, something like that, but...
ish. In the ballpark of...
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a baseball joke. It's a good one.
Because I said ballpark.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
That joke was a home run.
Yeah.
That was a grand slam.
Can I tell a real quick story?
Yeah.
So back when I was working in TV, Jim Edmonds was supposed to do a commercial for some car dealership or something.
He's going to get us fired from the sister station of KMWX.
I hope not. But I was an intern at the TV station. They said, here, why don't you write this spot for Jim Edmonds? And I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I'm like, this is my first job and I get to write a commercial for Jim Edmonds. So I made it all bad. Bad puns about
Ryan.
About
this just
baseball.
Makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. Did you do it while you were wearing that sweater?
No, I did not. And the company liked it, but apparently it never went anywhere. But
how? Why? I don't understand.
It was apparently
no,
there
really
was some politics
understand.
Involved where they gave it to me because they thought I would make a really bad one, and the guy above me would say, "Oh, well, I'll come in and fix it." And the guy above me didn't get to do that because it was too good of a commercial, and so he sabotaged it. But I was like, you're always really mad.
Brad, is there anything that happened to you in your career 15 years ago that you want to get off your chest?
It was Jim Edmonds standing there in front of a car lot going, come down to wherever it was and get a home run of a deal. And it was like, no bad baseball puns, take two. And he'd be like, all right, slide right into, and then we'd be like, take. And then he'd get into other sports where he's like, you really score a touchdown here. And they're like, no, not even the right sport.
Oh, my God. That's great. I have to tell you this quick story about baseball. So
that was kind, Rob.
When I
oh, God, that was great. Anyway.
Ah, good story, Ryan.
No,
here's a different one.
It's not a one-upper, though. It's not as good at that story. But so when I came to...
It's not as good as that story?
Yeah.
Please, carry on. Yeah.
How much time do we got? About 15 minutes for this one? Great.
I mean, Mark Reardon, he's just going to give us his next hour, I'm sure, too.
I'll see how slowly I can talk then to tell the story. So...
Can you do it like Ryan Shire Wigglesworth?
I will try to do my best.
Pretty much while Ryan is trying to get into Ryan Shire Wigglesworth, he just does that little, like, cheek laugh shoulder thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like a basset hound.
Do your dance for everybody while I'm gearing up for this story.
No,
yeah, it's fine.
No, it's horrible.
I'll decide. So I came to the stations in July of 2018, and I think it was like my third day here in the building that our market manager said, hey, we got a suite tonight at the Cardinals game. You should come, and we're going to have a lot of our personalities here and whatnot. It'd be great for you to meet a lot of people. I go, great, absolutely, yeah. Free food, suite, Cardinals game, yeah, sign me up. And so I'm there.
Amazing colleagues.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever. whatever. Yeah, great people.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I got this girl you should meet, you know, in the high school. I got a girl. Is she cute? Oh, she's really nice. Okay, well. Yeah,
Robert.
Good. I didn't say that. That's what they told me.
Just reporting.
Yeah, I'm just reporting.
He's just reporting what guys told him.
I report, you decide, Annie. So we're in the suite, and this guy comes up to me. He's a little older, and he's got this Fu Manchu of facial hair.
Uh-oh.
And nobody's wearing name tags or anything, right? And remember, for those that don't know my story, I'm from Minnesota. I am
really?
Not a born and bred Cardinals fan.
I couldn't tell by the name tags.
If the accent couldn't tell you. You know, we eat lutefisk and, you know, hot dish, not casserole. So I go up to this guy, and I'm being very, you know, friendly, and I go, hi, my name's Rob. And he goes, yeah, hi, I'm Al. And I go, Al who? And he goes,
Roboski.
Roboski. And I go, great
you
to meet
you. You still didn't know.
And I go, no,
you
of course
still
not.
No idea.
And I go, so great to meet you, Al. What do you do?
Rob.
And I'm not kidding you. This is no,
Rob.
There is no embellishment here whatsoever. He goes, have a great day, Rob. Nice to meet you. About 20 minutes pass, and I didn't think anything of it, right? Sometimes I'm pretty, you know, airheadish. Our market manager comes up to us about 20 minutes later, and she goes, hey, did you just meet Al? And I go, yeah, I think so, that guy over there. And she goes, yeah, a former Cardinals player, and he came right up to me afterwards and was pretty upset that you didn't know who he was.
He disrespected him. And
he was upset?
I
no
guess,
way.
Yeah, I guess. And so, no Al, way. If you're listening right now, I'm sorry, buddy. But
apologies.
Yeah, I know your backstory now, and I would never make that mistake
He's
again.
He's the mad Hungarian.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I am well aware.
All right, Jim Evans, Al Roboski.
Cried myself home.
Anybody else?
What
good.
Else?
No, go to break. Go to break.
There we go.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You guys been paying any attention to, like, Will Smith is getting a lot of press these days. I guess he's got a book out called, wait for it, Will? Have you heard anything about this?
I haven't heard about the book, but I did just over the Thanksgiving break watch King Richard, where he depicts, he plays Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena, the tennis players.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of their origin story, if you will.
Hmm.
It was very good. Yeah, I am a big my mother is a big tennis fan, and so growing up, you know, especially in the summer, there was a lot of tennis on. I remember. I have three siblings, one that's 4 years apart from me, and then the other two are 11 and 18 years apart, respectively. Same parents, just, so my mom and dad were the real young parents, the cool parents with me when I graduated. Now they're going to be the old curmudgeon-y parents when, little Maggie, who's a sophomore in high school, graduates. But, I remember distinctly, Maggie and Andrew, the two youngest, they were both born in the summer, June and August. And I remember going into the hospital to meet them and see my mom for the first time after delivering both babies. And my mom is just watching, I think, the French Open or, you know, some tennis tournament that's on the TV. So, yeah, that movie was really good.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. I'm not really into tennis. I know the success of the Williams sisters is pretty magnificent. So yeah,
you have the Grandpa Kramer reaction. I think I've told this story before, but real quickly, I remember at Christmas one time I told my grandpa, I said, oh grandpa, we're in high school and we just watched Apollo 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's such a great movie, a great story. My grandpa's a engineer nerd, and I go, hey, did you see it? And he goes, probably after a couple of drinks, but the stiff upper lip, and goes, Robbie, I didn't have to watch it. I lived it.
Yeah. That's funny.
So in subsequent years, I'd say, you know, the greatest story I ever told, right, about Jesus. Oh, Grandpa, you didn't need to watch it. You lived it.
Totally. We're all living it. Nobody in here, you didn't watch Annie Live last night, did you?
No, I heard you wonder if I did or not, but I don't watch any movie that has a single first name as the title, so.
Annie Live.
Yeah, that's not the title. It's Annie Live. Thank you. Number three, cha-ching, mm-hmm. Wiggins, I got you.
In the Carol Burnett original version of the movie, this line is...
A Republican, you are sinfully handsome.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Daddy Warbucks. They kept that line in last night. And Miss Hannigan said to Daddy Warbucks, who was Harry Connick Jr., I think she said, you know, for a Republican, you're incredibly handsome. And I wondered if they were going to keep that in the play... Because that sounds different in 2021 mm-hmm. on live television. And it's almost like I wondered if Harry Connick Jr. wouldn't want to be labeled as a Republican. You know, to throw that word out there just seems like today that's almost like a dirty word. I don't know. I found it to be interesting that they decided to keep it in. What else do you have for us, Rob?
At least somebody found it interesting.
I know, clearly.
Just teasing. Clearly. Just teasing.
I'm glad I have you guys all in here so you can not even look at me. That's fantastic.
No, I actually did think that was pretty interesting that they left the line in. I do.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts.
A little late, but.
Was not even indicative of you listening to the show you're on right now. What do you got, Rob?
Just wrapping up that last segment about the baseball lockout. What does it really mean? Two mm-hmm. things that I think are the more important.
Is this more about Al?
He actually called during the break. And so
Al Hrabowski stories.
I have been handed a written statement that was prepared for me.
Sure.
I, Rob Kramer, the players can't go to the clubhouse to work out, so that's...
What are they going to do?
It's more important for the injured players,
though.
It's more important for the injured players, though.
They have their own trainers.
Yeah, but usually they're not allowed to go see other personal trainers or personal doctors. You go to the team chiropractor.
Yeah.
You go to the team
Which makes
therapist.
Sense because you don't want some non-approved person giving you some sort of therapy that ruins...
Yeah,
or
and
worsens the situation.
There's been stories in different sports leagues of going and getting a surgery done by a different doctor and the surgery being botched and contracts being pulled away from the player because they didn't have that surgery done within the team facility
the
approved doctors and whatnot.
So what do they do?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Cause
just all get fat and happy?
That leads to the last bullet point here.
I can't wait for
opening day.
Season.
Yeah.
It's going to look like beer league, and they're going to do slow pitch.
I would really watch that.
I would, too.
Well, and there won't be any drug testing during this lockout. So, you know, that food and drink.
Yeah, the all-drug Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you imagine? We're going to have a lot of lethargic, you know, fat and happy guys up there swinging away. The golden
sounds
days of
awesome.
Baseball.
As long as we get some more home runs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, juice those balls.
Did you see the story about they were using two different kinds of baseballs during the last season?
I did.
That's insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my question is, did they know who was getting what? Or was it just that they were just throwing out two different types
of
balls?
It just wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were benefiting any one team or league or anything.
We legitimately have pitchers unbuttoning and opening their pants on the first and third baseline so that the umpire can verify that absolutely no advantage is being achieved by something in the pitcher's pants. But Major League Baseball is up there
tinkering with the balls.
Yeah, give me...
I didn't mean to say that, but you know what I mean. You know,
remember before when you were looking, Googling things and not paying attention to the show and not speaking? Thanks for coming back with tinkering with the balls.
So
one of our number one listeners who goes by Balls, hello, saying hi on Twitter. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Did you guys see the news about Lynn Wood going off last night?
So who is Lynn Wood?
So I didn't know this was his official name. I had to look it up for the listeners.
You're like, that can't be real.
Lucian Lincoln Lynn Wood Jr. Was first drawn to media attention in his real...
That's his real name?
Yeah. Lucian Lincoln Lynn Wood Jr. Lucian.
So do you think Lynn is short for Lincoln? Is Lynn in quotes?
Yes.
So he actually only has three names.
Yes. He's Lucian Lincoln Wood
Jr. None of you people are four-namer people, are you?
You people.
No.
You... And you and you. Before I talk about it?
No, but my daughter is.
Is she really?
We gave her two middle names.
Why?
We couldn't decide. So we had to just do both.
That's almost as bad as
I think four-name people are wonderful, so.
Good. That's where you're going with this, right?
I mean, Catholics, when they baptize children, they give them an extra middle name. So there's a lot. What?
No, that's incorrect. They give them a confirmation name. It is not an extra middle name.
Okay. You're Catholic, aren't you?
No, I just came out of the... Yeah, of course, yeah. No, I just knew that, yeah.
Well, Catholics, is it confirmation, not baptism?
Correct. Well, you're right, baptism. Yeah. It's just not an... I was just being a little bit of a smart aleck. It's not an extra middle name. If you can imagine I was a smart aleck. It's not an extra middle name. It's a confirmation name.
Protestants, it felt like an extra middle name. But specifically speaking, it's a confirmation name. But I knew... I had Catholics that I went to high school with, and
Would they go by that?
If there was a formal thing, they would write down.
Oh, never.
Wow. No.
They would use their confirmation name.
I feel like maybe on a graduation certificate or something like
that. This is going to sound horrible. I do not.
You still have time to
not
remember
say it.
I don't remember what my confirmation name is. Sorry, mom and dad and grandpa and grandma and anybody else.
Aren't you kind of curious?
Well, yeah, absolutely, now.
So am I. I guess we'll never know.
Right, yeah.
You just make something up and appease my anxiety on this issue?
Augustine.
Carl.
Uh-huh. one of the top Catholic middle name extras.
St. Carl.
In the sacraments.
I chose Jesus, but in writing, you know, people think I'm pretty blasphemous.
Right, I get it. Right.
My great-grandfather's name was Christ.
Really?
And it was spelled Christ.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because it was Christopher, I think, is the genesis of that. And he might have been the one who came over on the boat, like legitimately German, but his name was Christ. So in my family tree, I have Christ in my family tree. Which is sweet. Not really like
bonus points
the
over here.
Christ, but
we are saved.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Sorry. The first rapture that comes, you guys are going to be on that boat.
I don't think Catholics believe in the rapture.
Absolutely. There's a book of Revelation.
All right, we can talk about that. We can do a podcast.
Now it's getting interesting.
I think we can solve this in 90 seconds.
Two religions enter, one exit.
That's awesome.
Jesus saves. That's all I have to say.
I used to have a t-shirt that showed Jesus as a pitcher, and it said
like
that,
a baseball pitcher, like a beer pitcher?
A baseball pitcher, like a closer, and it says Jesus saves.
I had one of him as a soccer goalie.
Oh, you're talking, as the kids, we talked about this before, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Everyone has a picture of like, Jesus playing with the children type of thing. He's soccer, basketball. Yeah, I had a number of those as well.
Mine was him saving a soccer ball.
Of course he did.
Jesus saves.
I think the worst thing about this segment is how much I'm on the same page as Ryan. in general. And the 2 o'clock hour, Ryan and I are looking at each other like, we don't know what's happening. We'll just let him keep talking.
You know, it's really far gone if I'm going, what's happening, Annie?
Yeah, I know.
Pull it back, Annie.
Yeah, I'm getting really uncomfortable. I said the other day, Greg Gutfeld on Gutfeld Show, it got so out of whack on the show. He looked at Kat Timpf and goes, Kat, answer the question you want me to ask you.
That's a great question.
I know you. I understand this. This is 2 o'clock on a Friday. Rob, I feel like we accomplished a lot today.
I think so, too. 20 years ago yesterday was the last TWA flight out of St. Louis.
Carl, that's great info.
20 years ago.
TWA. Who knew? Thanks for listening to the Mark Reardon Show. It's coming up next. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.